Okay. So, thanks to Tavayish, we have the Tuv Tam Adas and the Minchas Pitim. So Minchas Pitim, in fact, says what the Bris Yehuda said. He said, and the question was, why is that considered to be Tzadech and Beribis? The Tosef says, and on Samar Gimel, that's only if the Lova, the Malva, can correct it. If you're left to the winds, saw b'saw, you don't know what the price is going to be, it fluctuates beyond your control. Here too, the Rebbe is beyond your control. That was the kasha which Uri asked yesterday. So I think the answer is, it's true that the Rebbe is beyond my control, but I can give schar tircha. If I give the schar tircha, that eliminates the problem. That's why I consider it to be tzadech. That's comment number one. Comment number two is that I was correct, guessed right, that the Chavas Das doesn't exist in Chavas Das, because I couldn't find it. And it's not even in the Tuv Tam Vadas himself, the Shlomo Kluger, it's the questioner. The questioner is HaRav HaGodol Rav Shmerel Brands. And he says like this, because of Shishol HaGoyen Bal Chavas Das. Wow. He asked the Chavas Das. Can you imagine that? He didn't pick up a phone, but he went... He asked the Chavas Das himself. Mind-boggling. So that's what's quoted over here. That's why it's not printed anyway. It's just an oral decision. Pil de plur. Okay. Keep that in mind. That's a whopper. So, okay. So, but once I had the Tuv Tam Vadas, I found something which is absolutely ingenious. We did a Taz yesterday. The Taz is bothered by the fact that the Torah is fundamentally against the Gemara. Let's be honest. It's against the Gemara. Because the Gemara is about Shema Mace, and the Torah is so much called the Schar, it's against the Gemara. The Taz is the Pentateuch, said Kibel, they say Lover. You know what he writes about that? Hataz Nidchak was the Lechalik, Benim Nizka Lashtalash and Alvo, Benim Nizka Stambo, Uhu Dochak, twice. Nidchak, Uhu Dochak. Double Dochak. Dochak squared. So he has an ingenious answer. Everyone knows that Shlomo Kluger was a genius. Yeah, to figure things out. Like, this is what he says. Maybe. he doesn't understand the Torah. Ma bekach de b'shtar nichta b'losh nalva v'yochal ligvos b'sheker. True. Sof. When the fiyah emes, shnei emodin, the nit labatoris iska. Lo ivri sade o shtar ala the shakri. Witnesses to prevent lies. They're both on the truth. Became the Malva Lova Modin the Shtau Sheker, Uvemus Iskrim says Lova, Lova is Hadid Lora Rebek Medin, Mabakashi Yoho Lichbo with Ligbos Besheker, Lova de Kaklo Yotimitoris Emes Tavi Iska, Mary de Kakasha. Isn't it a good Kasha? I love the Kasha, I never thought of it. Huh? Oh, your Kasha? That is a Kant of Shlomo Kluk? It's a great Kasha, super Kasha. Achnir, this is an unbelievable answer. The question our worthy counsel could think of, but the answer, even he, I don't think could think of this. I'm not telling you short. This is so ingenious that I don't think anyone can think of this answer. Listen to this. Meirik, Achnirik, the Kevan, the Osir Lishkon Biolo Avlo, Mashesh Tapurua Kadoyim Over Mishum Al Tashkem Lechav the Mark Suvis. You see where he's going? Shloya over Tashim with Avla. Oh no way, Jose! You over an Avdash Avla. So therefore, Ulekach bevaday have a kavanaso lios emes betoras milve bechaz lebo mina iska. He screams iska iska iska. We say about him Russia Russia Russia. We don't think you're a Russia. Therefore, you backed out from iska and made it to a milve. Yeah, to Shloya Kluger, figure this one out. Well, hold on.
Even if he says that wasn't
slowly, time. Slowly. I, he said Iska. Yeah, you said it? Yeah. After Amalo Petoras Iska. Havrak Petumi really. Ubelieve Hoyalava. As the Poskim say, Petumi really is a garnished. Hold on. We're not finished yet. But the Gemara is as follows. Would not for the Chashash of Shema Yomus. Listen carefully. Then it wouldn't be an Avla. And if it wouldn't be an Avla, even says Milver, if they both know that it's an Iska, Avadi have to pay the money. There's no Issa. But since it's an Avla, because Shema Yomus, now we don't believe him when he says what he says, because it makes him to a Rosh of Al Tashim Lecha Avla, so therefore he's doing Masa Met a regular Alvo. I want to know, is it Issa Ribbis? That's a different question. I don't know. It's also a Rosh. I don't know. He hasn't discussed that. Maybe some kind of hetter, some other hetter somewhere or other. That's what he says. Mukmila becheskas kashus, have a kavanas deal milva mamish. There was no ribbis written into the document. It didn't say ribbis before. It's primarily about the primary karen issue over here. That's what he says. Then look, he says meridik. The next paragraph, yumtak diose das habach. Take a look at the shaft of cotton memtes. Give a look. It's mut. It's muscle. It's sweet. Torah is sweet. Okay? What's the case over here? It says over here, V'lo yitin lo mos, but Torah is esik o'shutfus, v'yichtov o'son milve, shem yavos, it's a shtab yad yoish, v'gover o, it's a ribis, right? Okay? It says, v'yichtov o'son milve, afil keren l'chud. So all he wrote here is the keren. There is no ribis over here. So he wrote the keren. Fine. Kosev abach, af al gav de eni yochel l'gvos ha-revech mimenu, v'akorcho, v'kovako, v'makabel rotsa l'kayim ha-tanai sh'yisnimo, v'alpeh, yochel l'kabel mimenu, keima sh'nosan lo v'toras isko. What's going on here? The Torah says you're not going to collect, even if it really was revach, korov l'scharoch, l'hefsib, then how can it be? You're allowed to collect over here if you want. If he wants to give it to you. So we can't force him. Why? Shemini ribis Rabbanon. What's pshat? Here's the answer. Yumtak. Tasabach. It was shver. Nei davi Rabbanon. Chimut li achi ribis Rabbanon. Mashna Rabbi Yal. Ach lefi analas is shapir. De be'emes. Hari amal v'tohen shekavanos sevi be'emes li yitzko. So Bezin can't believe him. I would never have discovered this except I was trying to find out where the Chavos Das was or wasn't. It really wasn't. That was right. But we have a Nisker, a Gevaldi Chiddush of the Tuf Tam Das, which answers the question which was raised yesterday. Ad Kan Rabbi Sait. This is Hosafus to yesterday's Shia. Good. Meiridik Hosafus. Fantastic. Okay. Rabbi Sait, having said these beautiful Hosafus, let us now turn to the next Inyan. And this is a fundamental issue which is discussed in a number of places. The Bris Yehuda has it in his Perek Lamed Hey Ha'ara Nun Dalet. He starts by quoting the Ramot, the Tshuva Shema, which we read yesterday in Shia. I'm not going to read it again, but there's a very important understanding over there, which is critical about this Hispashrus story. Now, the one who made Hispashrus famous is Rav Mendel Mikraka, Rav Mendel Rav Avigdus, but as the I think it's the Siva Shalom pointed out, it has an antecedent, this is Pashas in the Tshuva Siramah, which is a generation before. Right? Because the Rav Mendel was a contemporary of the Levush and the Sma, who pilpled yes, no, backwards and changed, etc. And the Ramah was the Rebbe of them all. So he was a previous generation. And he has Tshuva Siramah Simon Pei. Says that. So now, what's the Pshat in this Pashas story? How does it work? A very critical, critical distinction. The two different ways is how it works. Oh. He writes as follows. The Achronim write that how's it work? I'm in Bis Yudah page Tov Kuf Nun Ches. We'll start Tov Kuf Nun Zayin just to make it easier. There's four lines. Samech Tzedek writes, what's Pshat in the Heter? Shem Shekol Echel Echaveiro V'gam Yimach Richo U'mashma Shekam Zezel U'tzvichim V'tam Shekol Zav Ataz Shekol Ala Sofek. Okay. So fundamentally, the Taz said it. The Ramor basically said it. The Samech Tzedek said it. They're all saying the following Nakuda, that the Mekabel, if you will, is buying the profit share of the nos and amos for a fixed amount. I say you buy a closed box. Otherwise, it would be ribis mamish, not merzik ribis. So the Ramor in the tshuva, it's a tzarechet be merzik ribis. But otherwise, it would be ribis mamish. That wouldn't be allowed. That's what the Tzemach Tzedek explains. Chala mechira, etc., etc. Fine. Good. Now, Ulfize, Taklan of Taknach, ain't bad as that Sacha Mishal Vishim Shiroz, the Liftas of Yeshua, no. Elamishum, din Mechiras Harevach. Basically, you know, he made a deal. We'll make a deal in advance. We don't know what the Revach is going to be. And in order to avoid any problems, I'll right now make a deal. I, the Mekabel, will buy all of the Revach for $10. You, the Nosen Boss, will sell whatever potential Revach there is, whether it be $2 or $200, for $10. Fine, it's a sale. But other Achronim say no. It's al derech is pashut shehetu mishum shenosen kedei lift or atzim mishvua. It's a different word. Chochma Sodom writes, Yecholom lach kuf mem beizayin, Shim Yirza Makaba Litan the Skum Kots of Lemea Kimashi Spashu, Yem Makaba Potta Mishua. Afim Yarviach Yosei Yakola Makaba. Okay? And Yud Bezi writes, I give you 100, give you back a certain amount. You don't write certain things in the Iska. No. Can't do that. So do you see again? There's no kinyan over here. Rather, what? Yesha Abrero Lishava. That's the heter. You're paying in order to avoid a shua, because no one wants to swear. Okay, fine. Adka. Now my base meya kosov. Now this is that, where's my base? Who have to? Gabi, you have the base shulchan. I'm missing it. No, you have the blue shulchan.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't want to borrow. I want to redo the base meya. Sorry, there's only base mayor we have in town. Is it there are more Shulchan Aruchs around? Who has an extra Shulchan Aruch? You have one? Please give it to God. I told you what's yours. No, the other ones. Look at the back, there are more Shulchan Aruchs. No, there are more Shulchan Aruchs than we have people right now. If not mistaken. Oh, here's one. Here. Got me.
This one over here. I found it's the wrong one. Good.
That's correct? Good.
Yeah.
Good. Okay, so I don't want to take away from Shulchan. Good. So we have. So the base mayor is found in Kuf Ayin Zayin, of course, our favorite, although that exclusive simon I told you, Sif Tes Zayin. I'd like to read you the words if I can. No. Base mayor, Sif Tes Zayin. Let's open to the Taz, because it's based upon the Taz. So we got to start with the Taz. It's only right. Taz is Sivkot Mechav Aleph. There we go. Well, This is a famous taz which goes against the Nekudas HaKesef. Vikatcha b'chol ha'tem she'osim b'alvos k'gom iska v'chayot zibo. Also the haske b'shtar kitzah b'chol shavua. Nekudas HaKesef says, no. He said, you had there, no problem. Here in this, there are knasses also. Here we had there iska. That's how it starts. So comes along the Beis Meir and says, for the taz is mashma, tuadin b'het heter b'furusim shonu oskim bo, t'haino shu iska gemura shem rekabal lo yaviach pota miklum. Listen carefully. V'nishbal ze, v'im heviach kama, mikom go, listen, kone, who's kone? V'im rekabal amos, kol chelko b'revach bat tovakotum. That's exactly what we just said a second ago. This is pshat. That's what Tshuva Sramot sounds like, the Tzemach Tzedek sounds like, the Taz sounds like. Not this Taz, another Taz. Uvehev Tsunami, etc., etc. That's where he starts off. So Mamela says the Beis Meir, this Taz is wrong in this comparison. There, it's Tshuva Sramot Knas. Every second, if it's Misrabah, it's Pram of Ribbis. But here, Afanira Didan, Shakitzva, Eino ella im yarviach, viach lema limnoa, not the shua, but hecheshbonos. You know, I have a mechiras chamas form for companies. It says in lieu of a formal accounting, he'll accept X dollars as the profit. Lieu, L-I-E-U, bimko. Instead of having a hire an accountant to figure it all out, it's too complicated. You pick a number. So this is done in real life, in business. So it's here, this is exactly what's happening over here. Kotzvin. Here's a phrase which I couldn't understand until Danny explained to me. Umocher ha-mekabel chelko va-kitzva. I couldn't understand what this means. It's backwards. Until Danny explained that the word mekabel doesn't mean the mekabel. It means the nose. I call him the mekabel. He's the mekabel of the remach. I must tell you, I was I sweated over this one. That's why we need counselors, Baruch Hashem. That's what he said. So he's clear the Beis Meir is saying what everybody else is saying, what the other Gedolim are saying of this and this Mahalach. Fine. Fine? That's what it says. Fine? This, yeah.
In the Tzemach Tzedek's understanding, why would any Milson agree to that, to have the Mekabel up in the school? Because then he's not guaranteed to get his carrot back. The whole point was the Milson wants to protect himself to make sure that he's guaranteed to get him back even in the event of Hepsi.
No, slow. As far as the carrot, he gets two, you need to wait. Let's start with that. As far as the Revach, you need a shul. So the guy can take, he's not going to not like to take a shul. Right? So therefore, the deal is it's a two-way deal. On the one hand, it's a wink, wink, I'm not going to take a shvua. On the other hand, how much must the Mekabel Hamos give to the Nosen Hamos? They pick a number. So everyone's happy. They're all happy. The Mekabel is happy because, you know, he may make more profit to be able to keep it. He's only giving a certain amount of money. The Nosen Hamos is happy because he's getting a fixed amount, which is, looks like ribbis. And everyone's happy. We avoided somehow, we got around the problem of ribbis. Circumvention. Okay? Fine. This is the Bris Yehuda quoting in Perek Lamed Hey, Sif, Ha'ara Nunda. I'm going to read you his Losh. Quote the base man. Fine? Write as follows. We became a Shekosa da Kitzva Eina Elaim Yarviach, Vederach Mechira Mi Mekabel Anose, Mashma Sheneskaven Heta Haramah. The Ramah, the way Ramah put it, Shuvah Simen Pain. He is selling it. That's what we spoke about this already yesterday. Not the Chokh Masada's version, but the sale version. V'yim ken fret the Bisyuda, lama hosif hatam limnoa hecheshbonos. Hey, mechira gemuri. Limnoa hecheshbonos is comparable to limnoa hashua. No one wants to take a shua. No one wants to make hire an account. But if it's a sale, who needs this reason? That's an interesting question. I don't know the answer to the question so far. If you have an answer, you let me know. I don't know. I don't know the answer. In any event, Rabosai, he writes as follows. Listen carefully. Yeshu stopping in Meshir l'skum kotzuf. Shimno ma shehetu b'nei shekon ala sofek. Efshar shlo itiru rak begvul sheshayach bo inyan kinyan ala sofek etzal shah b'nei odom. Aber v'yiktav v'schum kotzuv me'al shir zeh efsha she'asur. Doesn't make sense, your estimate. Estimate to be off by a bit, but not to be off by a factor of 100 to 1. Miru efsha davi b'chal davi she'en shabasa yudua. Ah, it brings up back old memories. Ain't shabasa yudua. The cow with the suit. No one can figure it out. It could be off by 10 to 1. Umidivri asma mashma. Shafilu askum kotuv. Hu b'shir shabidara klal. Lo yishar la reva klal. Mutter. Ken mashma bidivri aminchas pitim. And the Gina Saradim says, no. Also the kvoa askum kotuv. Ki im b'shir shabidara klal. Eina ol al askum kol reva chamashuar. Shebezeli olam leyobla da yisad daraisa, aber b'shir sheevshu sheitzdarach amesasuk lahashem mikisa, aser. Whoa, that's a chiddush neira. What's he worried about? Apparently, a svek of daraisa lechumra. Something with his ksutzis lechumra. Then he says, miu evshu tisharach on a tzvilu, da filim yitzdarach lahashem mikisa, ein bo yisad daraisa. For the chen tzvilu that for shir kol yos kana buta. Why? You don't say sveka d'oraisa l'chum. You say sveka d'rabana l'kula. He's assuming the Gina's run is based on sveka d'oraisa l'chum. That's why I read it over here. Atka. This is a very important footnote over here. Lamin hey nun dalt. Oh. Now he goes further than that. Yesh is stopping him tzor l'gboa b'tchilas yischav shir kachsum ha'kotzav. Why is he asking this question? But they have this with the banks. They say no. Tefi minega bankim, which means what? Depends upon you're going to buy it back now. You'll pay X dollars, whatever the sharibas of the bank is at that point in time. I don't know if that works. Should it or shouldn't it work? In other words, instead of typical heteriska, and I want to hold off the heteriska until we have to Shabbos. I don't want to start giving them out. I had brought up from home. I want to. Okay. So it's next week, right? So typically you'll say, you give them $100, you get back $110. How it's phrased far. But the banks don't do it that way. Because banks want to keep their profitability. They have to govern by governmental rules. They can't just do such things like this. They say, you know what? $100. You give back $100 plus whatever the rate is when you give it back. Will that work? Even if it's couched in terms, you're buying it back, or to put yourself some shvur. So after Brazil, it depends which one of the two it is. That's what he says. Im tzara heter hu mishim shekona al asofek kol sheyochel levror b'sofa yiska from the kvoa aslum katzuv shuv ein kan kniya al hasofek. Bluff! It won't work! Right now, I borrow the money today. Today, what's today's day? Yud Ches Av? Is that correct? I think so. Yud Ches Av, the loan takes place. I'm paying about Yud Ches Elul. I have no clue how much profit it's going to be. No, I'm not an Avi. If I would, I'd be a billionaire. I'm not an Avi. So I'll make it as an estimate. $10. Okay, $10. Sold. I can buy a closed escrow box. $10, you know what's in it. Huh? So, but if I wait till Yud Ches Elul, and then decide to figure out how much I'm going to give for it. I'll say $10, or the amount that it's going to be. You can't say that you bought it on a doubt. There's no doubt anymore in Yud Ches Elul. Whatever the rate is, the rate is. So that's a fake. It's a fraud. The whole idea of buying is if you don't know what it's worth, you can make an estimate. But you know what it's worth, it doesn't work, he says. Ain't got to be on a subject. There's no such thing. Like the Rambo with the Tzemach Tzedek, with the Taz, with the Rav, like the Chof Mazonim, or the, as was suggested by the Beis Meir, as an additional sniff. To avoid either an oath or an accounting, yeah, Nira Shagam Zemutter, Shemistabra Lomer, Shekfias Haskum Kosov, Eno Elo the Tovas and Makabel, Shemitah lo hes haskum kosum lo yuchel tzvah v'ved a shvua or an accounting. That's it. Otherwise, you're going to demand a shvua. That's what he suggests over here. Very interesting. This is a very critical footnote here. It goes up over the page Tov Kuf Nun Tes. We're making progress in saving Bris Yehuda. Fine.
What's the case when he says that he's going to pay back in accordance with how much it's going to be worth later?
Then. The whole vart of the Ramah, the Taz,
less than he would have made otherwise, though, no?
We don't know what's going to be. The whole reason why it's mutter, the way I understand it, is a kni ala sofik. You don't know what's going to be, so you're buying it now for $10. That makes sense as a kniya. But what's going to be at a later date doesn't make sense. It's going to be more likely translated into ribbis. That's how I understand it. That's how I understand.
But if it's going to be less than he would have made on the iska otherwise, then isn't it still the makabel being kona, the rebachim from the nosim now, because he's agreeing to give him less, even though we haven't fixed what that amount is going to be?
May I understand it in one more time? If I wait till the time that it's already, we know exactly what it is, you can no longer describe it as a kniya misafik, because it's no suffik anymore. So therefore, it's more likely to be characterized as ribbis. That's how I understand. He has to spell it out completely. That's how I understand. Okay? Give a look. Oh. Narabosa. Further. Oh. Now, go a little bit further. Remember the Chavos Das at the end of Sivkot and Zayin. That's going to be very critical. Let's go back there again. Chavos Das at the end of Sivkot and Zayin. He writes as follows. Oh. Okay, but also in Iskos, to refasher atzmo, lead in kach v'kach l'meya, v'amos v'yilem v'kabel, havikom v'amos v'shlish v'scharcha, the mutter, as the shach writes in Sifkot and tests. So this is a gewaldig gazach. If you say it, you don't have to put an amount of money. Whatever's more, there's an effect, a sale of the revach for a fixed amount, and there's a good chance that the Kabbalah Amos is making profit on the deal, right? He paid $10 and maybe he made $11. Or $111. So that's good enough for the Schar Tirch. That's what it says over here. Comes to Bris Yehuda and has the following question. That's a good question. Listen carefully. Im tam ahete u'mishum kon ala safek. The whole reason that it's mutter is because you're paying $10, whether it's going to be $5 or $105, you're paying a flat fee of $10. Eich yale moser arevach b'mokam tashem schar torcho. Harei zeh b'chlal kni ala safiku. He's giving $10, right? Because it's a gamble. It's a gamble. You're giving $10, you may get back only $5, maybe back $15. But if you got back $15, you made a $5 profit, that $5 is a profit because you took a gamble and paid $10, you got back $15. How can we take that same $5 and say, oh, it's all a schar tircha? Can't count twice. Whatever is above $10, that's the profit margin for which you took a chance and paid $10. If you're going to say whatever is past $10 is schar tircha, so that you took away the whole cheshbon. Then he says, akach tzarich lomar. They post from home. So you'll say what? They must have liked the chokmas olam? No. Because the kahunas olam. A new safe. Kahunas olam. The kevan shika svaras hataz. Osas chum kotzuv. Rebbe Yeshaya. Shum shedom al hakir in arshoi. Chenem hisnu. So yitl yosem imashir viach. Here is a dom al kablonus. Uve kablonus yitiru b'chakir in arshoi. Adayin sarachim. What's this all about? What is all that? Look up the Svaram by Chakira in Arshoi, they say it looks very good by a Chakira with a kaf, right? It goes back and forth, two deals, and the two deals, one of them is a deal back for such and such amount of kurim of the fee will come to the Nosin Abos, right? That's a fixed amount. But if it's kablanos, you're not exactly sure, and if you don't do it, you're not going to get it. It's not a fixed amount. Then they never asked it. That's what he suggests. I'm not so happy. I don't like that. To me, it's a very difficult verb. I prefer a different teretz, which he gives. In Perek Lamed Vov, Ha'or Yud Zayin. That's how we got to this, if you recall. In Perek Lamed Vov, Ha'or Yud Zayin, writes, I think, a better teretz. Da-da-da-da-dum. Chutzachav Hasdas. How does it work? Second. He quotes himself. It's called a selfic. So for all of us, seeku the kabbal yosef beklal amechira. After like this, I like this teretz better. Shubafarish lo shalso mosar yalev ischar tarcho heard the kila mechalkim schar hasikui. Whatever the chance of it being more than 10, chelak avor amechira vechelak avor schar tarcho meyudik. I like this much better. And he says, but I also said there, some possum say, nothing to do with Kol HaZavah. That's the Chof Masonim, just to avoid a Shvua or avoid an accountant. Yes?
Sorry. This whole discussion of
Kanal HaSafik
and
not being
Kanal
HaSafik,
is this assumption is that you start off with a regular Iska, and then when you make a Shir Katsav, that's like some sort of Kinyan?
Correct.
Why does this mean that you made the Iska as a Katsav? Like, you have to give me X dollars if you make money.
Why should that work? It's artificial.
Not the end of the
time. No. If it's chatzi pikodon, you're entitled to, you, the no sin amos, are entitled to half the money of up to $1 million, Rebbe.
If you artificially made
one. It doesn't ring. It has to be done in this more convoluted way. That's what the Mefarshim is. I hear what you're saying, but that's what the Mefarshim
is.
The Taz Yudbeis. But that's what the Taz says, Kenyan also. Thank you. Take a look. I haven't quoted yet today. We saw it yesterday. We read it again today. The Taz, Kufay and Zayin Yudbeis. Okay? He has a whole Arichas Dvarah. Right? But how does it really work? He says the Pshat is, it's a mutual Kenyan back and forth. Right, like Hakira and Arshoy. That's the source in Shas, the president in Shas. We'll see later. It's not Mukhruch. Kava say it's like it. Has a Mokum in a Talmud. Okay? But he is discussing over here the idea of Kona Mina Sofik. What's the question?
The end of the Taz when he talks about
Maisim B'Chayom.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he doesn't mention that you're being Kona
Sofik. 1 second. Kosnem Shtar Iska B'Chasach Ploni Karen B'Revach Atzad Het Asach Ploni. And pickpock with Nidin Nishmal Zeh. Yeah, see, you're right. He doesn't say it explicitly, but he says it more than once in the whole Sukkot. You're talking about a Kenyan back and forth.
But isn't the whole point that that's not a case of a Kenyan? That's why it's okay.
I didn't think that was. That's not how I read it. Okay, that's not how I read it. Right. I want to tell you this Chakira. Again, I want to talk about Chakira with a Kuf, which we have over here discussing this the issue of how do you define. This is Spashus, is discussed by the Nesivus Shalom as well. Nesivus Shalom has a Kuntris Heteriska in the back. Both the Chelkas Binyamin and the Nesivus Shalom have in the back of their respective Svarim Gevaldiga Kuntrisim Heteriska. We'll try to go through both of them as time allows. Highlights. Pages and pages. But Pasuk Midrash, we saw before. Yumtak. This is in Sivkot and Dalet. Professor Iska starts on page Tovshin Ches and goes till Tovshin Lamed Ches. 30 pages, big pages. That's this one. Chalkosmim also has a lot of pages. But okay, we're not reading the whole thing. Okay. In Sivkot on Dalet, his Pashus. Hispashus, okay? It's a page Tovshin Yud Beis. How's it work? So some say, it's what I told you before. There's Makubal Gamadorash Shekonmul Amara. As the Taz says in Kufay and Zayin Yud Beis at the end, that's they did it. And the Ramos didn't pay. Muska Tanai Mein Zeh B'Shtariska. Shezeh Hayom Minim Kubal B'Tkufa Shalifnei Maram. Okay. And then he says, in a parentheses, the brackets, catch this now. The Shita Dav Samaches, Shem Arayvit. Sheba Ofen Zeh Noai Gama Meimar. Goes back, not just one generation before Maram. How many generations from Amemar to the Maram? You can figure that one out. Even your computer says it's a little difficult to figure that one out. Amemar, the Helig Amor Amemar. That's the Gemara says. What do you do? Kuf Dina Be'iska, V'kosa B'shtar, Shemesasik Chayvin El Kuf Chav Dinin Achashon. That's what it said. V'yim Hoya Mesasik Toen Shlor Viach Ha'amemar Ma'amino. We saw the Gemara yesterday. He'd believe him. Says the Gemara, well, it's not written in the Shtar. But if it was written in the Shtar, it would be okay. Mavua sheregilim legvos mir mesasik schum kosuf v'loas kol maxis revoche iska. Goes back to Amema, who wanted to arrive in the Shittim Kubat, says, wow! Talk about a precedent. Wow! Wow, 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 wow. So the Maram goes back, not just one generation to the Ramo, but many, many generations all the way to Amema. How's that? Wow. Amazing. Okay, now, back to the Ramos case, which we spoke about. He explains in Sivkot and Hayin Vav as follows. He quotes, Ginas v'rodim yoredeya klal vav simadal, and the levush kuf samam zayin. I have the levush, I brought my levush here. Shunitim mitoch ha-revochim shirviach ha-mesazik b'iska, v'anosin eno dorish es kol ha-machzis ha-revochim, v'adai lo b'sach v'sim shal ha-revochim. It's along the lines of what Uri just said. So, no, I'll be satisfied with 10. Achlu yitzuya shanosin yodea omamin the misasik shlo reviach oslo lekabim mimenu estacha espashus. Why? The kevon sheyiska lo revicha ain't shemet b'litano ala revachim. The talina shanosin es revachim over a pagal milme. Why do I settle for this $10? I want more. Now, I have to go into the Bezdin to figure it out with an accountant. I'm not interested in that. Says the Nesivah Shalom Pshat and the reasons for the Nosan Amos. Take $10. Don't be a pig. To fast and move below to fast. $10, I'm going to Bezdin shine. Good. No accountants, enough. Fine. Uve mikvah shen Nosan Amos, eni yodeh b'amos hirvichu. How can I pay it? Man, he can take it. How can I pay it? He doesn't know what happened. I know the stock tanked. How can I pay it? I'm paying ribbis. So the Chachma Sodom says, and the Kitzah quotes also, I'm not giving agar natar. Nichle l'shalim skum zeh uvashlo yitztarach lishova kama hirviach. And the base mayor says you have to get an accountant. Or he adds another beautiful idea. Meridik. Let's say I decide I'm not going to pay. Oh man. So if you're in the goyish world, they'll come after with the mafia. I don't care if there is Kashmiska. They'll come with the end up with concrete boots in the bottom of the Hudson River. So that's talk about holy Jews here. So, still, look at the Mamma Sechta Baba Mashiach of Kuf Hey Aman Aleph. Kuf Hey Aman Aleph. That's the famous Gemara Kuf Dalman Beis. Iskos Chatzi Bil Vachatzi Pikoda. Kuf Hey Aman Aleph, on line 2. Haimad the Kabul Iskim and Chavi Yoposid, Torah Chumaliye, Velo Ode. No one wants the reputation of being a mafsid iski. Someone who loses investments. That's the worst thing of reputation. You're a developer. I had a case in Nebuchadnezzar. A developer, he was riding high. And then he went, boom, tanked, and people lost millions upon millions of dollars with lawsuits. Crazy. Think I'm going to invest in him again? You didn't pay no money back. Forget it. He's toast. Don't want to give money anymore. I'm not sure if that's true for life, but I don't want to be a mafsid iski. Right? So therefore, that's a relevant factor in the discussions back and forth, why he did it. Not going to right now. So that's what the Siva Shalom says. No one wants to be called the mafsid iski. So that's why it's reasonable for him to want to pay. I don't want to call the mafsid iski. This again, the Siva Shalom, Kuntras at the Riska, Siv Cotton, Vav. Siv Cotton, Vav. That's one sheet. The other sheet is he gives names to this sheet, the first sheet. He calls it the Gidas Veradim, he calls it the Levush, and that's what he calls it. I call it the Chachma Sadim. He also calls it Chachma Sadim. I don't have the Gidas Veradim, the Levush to me wasn't 100% clear. We'll call this the Chachma Sadim sheet. The other sheet I called, I gave it the Ramah, the Taz, the Beis Meir, also about buying, Kniel HaSavik. Who does he call that? Tur HaEvet. Not Tur HaEvet. Tur HaEvet. Hagon Ebeleza Oyebach. Okay? It's quoted in Pesachei Tshuva. Look it up. It's true. Choshen Mishpat Sivin Kuf Ches Sivkot Ndalet. He says, Skum is Pashas Einen Yono Skum Anitna Me'aravachim Shaviach Mekabal Hiska Elu is Schaivus Shemischaim Mekabal Amol Nita Dano. Say? Elim Ken Yevarla B'Shvua Shloraviach Hayna D'Devarav Kol Mishem Mekabal Amol Be'at Nirizka Mekabal Alatsmo Nita Nsach Masuyam. So involves without a care in the malvet. Av ain't there with schaivas mechletes, so tonight I could swear. Right? Basically, what he's doing, he's not betoras revachim shal yiska. And therefore, even if I know for a fact that whatever revachim he claims, I have to give it anyway. Chivas atzmo. All kinds of nafkamitis. Question, of course, becomes what is this a schaivas? What? I'm a schaivas to give a schum a suya without revach. That's Rebbe's Gemura, Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Rebbe's. Erech Shai is in the Choshen Mishm, Kuf Ches, says Kasha. The answer is, no, the Rabbah, Shutzim and Chay. Same thing. Same thing. It gives you a whole Shut Rabbah. Right? And Tazif Kon Yud Beis, the same thing. You know, Eschayv is Huzuhi, Shem is Asik, Kone Mino Seinu Iska, Eser Rabbah, Ma'asin Lava Besach Zeh. Right? That's what it says. That's what it says. So basically, you're buying it. It's mefurish and kuf ayin zayin and of sivkot your base. Kosa mishtar iska sach kosev, etc. Ain b'davar iser. The pashtim shad natazim. He's buying it. We call this a kneir misafek. He writes himself. Kam eschayves shal shbal tureven in yana mein kneias haravachim amishuarim shalapaga pikada. El shemayim eschayves chum ze al kol tzad hayom ze iser. He's still going to remain in Yeshaya. But since he gave away out, swear, therefore there's no issue whatsoever, Rabbo Sai. Wow. But then he says, Rabbo Sai, not exactly the same. The Ramah and the Tur Heaven, excuse me, the Ramah and the Tshuva, and the Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Ayin Zayin Sivov, that's Rabbeinu Yeshaya, are different. He tells you, you know, you have to be intellectually honest. This is in Sivkot and Zion. Those cases, I mentioned this briefly yesterday, those are cases of Kula Pikodon, the Ein Palga Milva Klal. And I mentioned to you about the Lashon of the Ramah and the Tshuva. Ein Milva Klal. It's Kula Pikodon. You're on one corner of the hotel. So the Tshuva, the hotel got burned up in a fire. There was a war. So he says, it really was a little bit different. It's true. Kula Pikodon. Maybe by... If it's half and half, you can't tell. Maybe it's Tzad Ribbis Gama, not just Tzad Mezik Ribbis. Maybe. Then he says, no, not true. If you look at the Marik and the Ramah, they make no such distinction. No such distinction. And therefore, the Tereven holds, so too by Pal Gamil and Pal Bikik Pikodom, Im Yiknam is Asik as Rifchei HaPal Gamil Pikodom is from Kosov, and told him Zos Bis Chayvus have a Pal Gamil Ve, this is also Medina, the worst case is Mechzik Ribbis. You have a way out with the Shvua. Mutter, that's the task of Ein Zayin Beis. It's talking about Chatzi Yil Milva Chatzi Pikodon. It's matter anyway. What's the matter? Quotes the Graz, the Alter Rebbe, who says Pshat in the task. Liknos es Rivchei HaPikodon B'Sachai Spashus. The Alter Rebbe is the Beferit. That's exactly what the Taz meant. That's how we understood it. It's like the Torah Evan. If that's the case, even at the end of the day, the Malva knows there's no Revach, doesn't matter. You took a chance. You paid $10 for what's in the box, nothing in the box. So what? Made a deal. And I'm going to talk to you about what's trying this pashrus? No, say no iska mochel and makabel iska as rifchi apagam and pikon besach mesuya. And I had it tonight. If you don't have it, you have a shul, you can get out. Adka. Now.
Isn't the Taz only matter of the Israel?
The second case of the Taz, the Taz says to give them would not be Doma here in Israel. I don't know. Isn't the case where there's not necessarily a Rebbe as an apostle, but not here in Israel? Don't know. I didn't read it that way. Hold on one second. Hold on. Another Nafkamina. What if the Makabel dies? The Makabel dies. According to Chachmasada, the famous rule called Taninan Liasmi. Bezim will come and say, who said it was a prophet? Maybe there was no prophet. If there was no prophet, then, so now the Nos and the Mos is out of luck. Can't get a dime out of the prophet. Nothing. Because according to the Chokhma Sodom, it's for real. There's no transfer. It's just an estimate. An estimate how much prophet there was. So the Bezim will say, we don't know how much prophet there was. So called when the father was alive, we assumed there was prophet unless he swore to the contrary. Now that he died, well, there was no prophet. But according, that's what the Torah is going on. You look at Chosh Mishpat Kuf Ches in the Pesach Tshuva, he quotes it, this Torah Evan. He said exactly in that case, the Nos and the Mos collects the money anyway. Anyway. And explains exactly why. Kvod Yischayev Ha'av. The father already obligated himself to pay X dollars for the potential revach, and that's done. The Pesach Tshuva was a chasam sofer in Simon Kuf Lamed Aleph Tshuva. That is, in fact, you do say Tanina. You say Tanina because he's going not like the Torah, it's going like the we'll call the Chokhmah Sodom. Then he says Pesach Tshuva or the Siva Shalom, I think quotes it over here. Chasam Sof is a bezes tadina. L'choy ha'mokal lido, this is Sif Chot Ches. T'av shemin adin ha'yamokal loma v'zeh adin tadina. Mikol gom, listen to these words. Kemen shemekubal haya. Sherova misaskin b'mos ha'yupor mesachis pashrus. Afim lo revichu. That's the Metzias and all heteriskus. V'yeim v'zeh yisribis. Kemen shemenamkim zos ba'amasla shal pinyin shua v'chayot pinyin accountant. V'meila, Ain bezdin tonim liyorshim tanakazu shemistaber shaviyam lohoya toin beduk. He wants to say that maybe you wouldn't say taninan even according to the Chokhmah Sodom doesn't understand. That's what he throws in as an extra bonus. Perhaps. Narabosai. In Sifkot and Tes and Yud, the following question. B'meshech adoros, they started a new daf. A heteriska. And you might have to marry off my daughter. Right? Overdraft, he calls it. Overdraft. You know what that means? They have an overdraft. Where are they a clue? Overdraft. You know what overdraft means? No one knows? A man, tell me what overdraft is.
It's a line of credit.
A line of credit, right. The bank will say, listen, you know, if the money will, yeah, but you pay a price. Oh, the amount of interest in that, it's gefährlich. It's like credit card debt. It's gefährlich. They could kill you. Compounded. We got neshech. The neshech, it bites. It starts a little bite and swells up. Shem Yerach. That's exactly what they do in the banks. That's how they make money. Nebuch. Okay, anyway, overdraft. Now, I use it to pay off my debts, to marry off my daughter, to pay tuition. I'm not using it to invest. So you have a problem. What's it then? So, do you have a right to pay, can the bank collect the money if it knows what's going on, etc., etc.? Not so simple. So he writes as follows. I'm just giving what he says. Initially what he says. Like this. According to the Chachma Sodom, he suggests, let's go back to the two svaras. L'chorah, he says. If the pshat is, listen carefully, that it's a chelek merovokam b'shura, you're buying up an estimated amount of the profit, one second, hold on slow. If the pshat is that there's an obligation of a shvuah that there was no profit, here, the bank has no idea what's flying, right? You took a loan. They ask if the loan is to marry, is to pay your daughter's wedding bills, caterer's bills, etc. Or you're going to buy an apartment and flip it and make money. They have no clue. Lend you X thousand dollars. It's not their business. It is bankers. Okay. Mimela. So therefore, the bank can collect the money. No problem. He doesn't know what he did with the money. No problem. He can take the money. He assumes, okay. You don't want to swear. You made that much money. Oh. How does he give the money? I don't want to have anything sure. I can't prove it. Accountants, etc., etc. That's what Reb Shlomo Zalman says. That's the reason for it.
Didn't do an Esther by taking it out.
I'm on time.
Didn't do an Esther by taking it out in the first place. But he wasn't. He put himself in a situation where he's going to have to pay money to not pay a shul.
Okay. We'll try to come to that. Hold on. But then he says, according to the second understanding, that what is this? It's a kitzva shalova mischaya merosh of ramachtis hamos and itaros and itaros pikod. I think Uri's implying. I plan to buy a building and flip it and make a certain amount of profit. And you know what? I'll establish a profit margin, an estimate profit margin of $10,000. I'll give it back to the financier. And you know, hopefully I'll make more money on the deal. That's a legitimate risk that everyone's going to take. I'm taking a risk, I'll make more than $10,000. He's saying, oh, he may make less, I guarantee $10,000. So everybody waits, everyone's happy. But if I know before I even take the money out, this money, I'm not flipping any buildings. I'm paying off the caterer for my wedding who's pounding me every day for money. I know that before I took a nickel out of it away from the bank. Frick there. Ein mokom l'schai of kitzvazu v'misha ena miskaven klal arviach b'mos and miskaven l'luvos also miyad l'tzorche beso to pay off his bills, his grocery bill from the makolet. Im ken ein ha-kitzvah misyacheses ela l'halva. The Afa Palga Pikodom, Yahapach Miyad Lalva. How does it work? Column 1, page Tov Shin Tazai. Column 2, let's think about it again, one more time. No, Zaino. The cave and Shamalva and Yodea Leza Matar Lokecha Loves Amos. Who knows in Loves Osam, but Torah is Shamaxisa Pikodom. Then he flips it. Adrab, Osir Al, according to the first Havana, Chelik Avon Shal Iska, yeah. So why is that so? Even if you know, he weren't Marviachid, because it's only what? Paul Das and Mechiv Shvua, or the Torah took out an accountant. So he has, I think this is what maybe Uri's question. V'chol Zel Shaykh Mimisha not Lesari Amos originally. Litzorach his haskus um mikaval arviach ben harbe litin chelik meravach on the balamos. Kesha the besov lo arviach who knows and will matam shal chiv shua who matam shal yishaveh. It's only a bidiyeva situation. Ach mi she mitchil yodea shena miskaval arviach im kain who machnes es asal biyadayim le matam shal chiv shua asher hu miskaval if dosa b'mamah. That's your question. Kain lechora And the opinion Shmuel like Tashim Bob and Avraham Mos Shalom Masazik who Tashim Ribis. V'neish Afno Yishanas Hamos Yigvos and Bebez and Bimena B'Torah Shavachim Mishuarim Kol Zman Shlubir B'Shvua Shorviach V'Kol Gam Hu Atzol Eino Yochel Loma Shenos Nes Hamos Kedah Dipotem Min HaShvua Shor Yu Atzol Yichnes Atzol Matzav Zeh. No, it's pshat like this. Ulai came and sof achashakim ala atzmo shlo hu yenem ala b'shvua af im yimolech b'dato v'yach at least asigul levar kamer v'yach v'yichli potter ala b'shvua chenesinat adam edach shevas pinyon shvua or pinyon mitorach levar sachashbainas because he could have changed his mind. It's true, I took the money out just to pay my groceries, I could have changed my mind. This is the end of Sivkata and Yud Aleph in Kutras Heteriska of the Nesivas Shalom. Oh. So now, Rabbosai, we come to what I wanted to discuss. Yesterday, we didn't get a chance. We had this problem, a significant problem, and I want to tackle it with something which we spoke about a while ago, but we never really understood the full import of it at the time, because we were just rookies at the time. We were just rookies. We were rookies. A rookie is a rookie. We're just starting out. Oh. That's as follows. Open once again to that Chavas Das. That's where it starts. Chavas Das for both sides. All ties into what we just saw. The Chavazah Enes of Kotan Zion says, Adam Tzorach Lomalo Sheyezeh B'Schar Torcho. You have to spell it out. You spell it out, it's okay. The problem starts that there was some heteriskus that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch wrote, was a big, major goyim, and the Shar Deah references it, where they wrote nothing about Schar Torcho. Nothing. Nothing about Schar Torcho. Heteriskus, Rebbeinu Shlomo, it's against the Gemara. It's ribbis. How can it be? What the kids of Shulchan Aruch to know what he's talking about? Shardai didn't know what he's doing. That's not. It's impossible to imagine such a thing. It can't be. It's impossible. No. But what can you do? But it's a fact. They didn't write it. So here, the Shardai is cognizant of that fact that they didn't write it. This is in Shardai Simon Kuf Ayin Zayin Tzav Kotan Gimel. This is false. Listen carefully. The Shach and Kuf Ayin Zayin Tzav Kotan Tes. Let's take a look. So it starts. Kuf Ayin Zayin Tes. Shach says, you know, he says, last line, just make it kitzur. Svar tova shenena harbe mechelik apikodan vein tzorach leslo schar tircha keni lezayt. He's going to make profit. That's good enough. We saw yesterday that the sma, we read this yesterday, all right, sifkot base, it's against an offer to Tarsus. Let's take a look at the Tarsus one more time. Samach gimel amad aleph. V'yei shloma. No. Wrong place. One sec. You wish it. What the opposite is? One second, please. Let's look on the wrong dot. Samach Tesmanov. Thank you for correcting. Samach Tesmanov. End of the toast. Yeshloma. Hocha Kilir Abonan. Shem the Shichi Tuva. Shem Mosa Shlish. Effect the Sma against, in effect against the Shach. Sma Shach duke it out throughout Chosh Lishpah. they're in effect duking it out silently here in Yoredeya too. Kutra says Sma versus the Shach. How can the Shach say what he says? But his pashrus is too high. Who says you're guaranteed to be more relevant than his pashrus? That's the kasha. Says the Helega Shardei, I'm ending the shiur with this. This is Kuf Ayin Zayin to Kotten Gimel. Uve Emes, Shedvarav Necholim Ledevi HaTosfos. He throws up his hands, and he says, you know, quote the Tosfos, Smaz right. But he quotes on the same, this is page Sama Gimel, column one on top. Smach Godol Leminageinu Bishtari Eskos Shalonu, Shemelvin Al Tzadek Levisko, Kosen Shebim Yitin Lo Asor Lemeya Yipadim Neisko, Eimedak and Akshavim Dosos Chamolo. How can it be? What did the Shach? It's good. I the smart frek against Tosfos. You know what he says? Tosfos is wrong. We saw this a month ago or more. Those are chish eleven devar Tosfos. What are they talking about? Let me cloud the beribus. That's psikas beribus enem avuru kol mechalos asada etc. 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 I'm going to the details over here. But here, most tosh beschach a lekar beribus cloud the rab. Why? To isor is kahu. Shetarech bechiram bechelag apikadim shul chelag amilve shetarecha shemesaz yigach revach mechelag apikadim v'mishiyam yosim imos shlish hashat shlish yachlok amos yakol afshol mekava af mechelag apikadim ken eno tarech bechelag apikadim bechiram al shul shesaver shiaviach yosim mechelag shlish v'yebo revach gam mechelag apikadim v'zui derech kol asochem shetorchem b'masal matn shul safik revach. Well, the class of that abrivus, Sarachi and Gadol, Tosfos Sarachi and Gadol. We had this question last time. He was supposed to look at the oats, and we couldn't find anything really. And since Tosfos is not correct, so the Shach is right, the Smaz is wrong. We learned this as a purely some theoretical. No, all that this is done as Chartirchah, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and the meaning of Shardaya is all based on the fact that Tosfos is wrong. We'll stop here.